mercy and peace be multiplied unto you from God our Father and from Jesus Christ our Lord. Our text for this morning's meditation is the Epistle lesson. Throughout our education, we have learned about many people in history who have accomplished amazing things. I can think of one such man who at times perhaps would rather not be remembered for what he accomplished. He had a great deal of enthusiasm or zeal for flying. In fact, back in 1938, he flew from California to New York, which in those days was something to be remembered. After making his flight successfully and resting overnight, he readied himself for the return flight. But upon taking off, and unknown to him, instead of flying back to California, he went the wrong way and ended up in Dublin, Ireland. Can you imagine sitting there in one place and then finding out that you're just a little off base by being in Ireland? Well, as it turned out, he became famous and received the name Wrong Way Corrigan. Likewise, just as Corrigan had a misdirected zeal in his flying episode, so Paul says that the Israelites who seek to attain salvation through the law have a misdirected zeal. In verse 2, Paul acknowledges the fact that they do have a zeal for God, but it is a misdirected zeal because they try to establish their own righteousness. Instead, he informs them that Jesus Christ is the end of the law. He already fulfilled the law, and no one else is capable of doing it. But whether or not we like to hear this, the text has uncovered a basic sinful condition in our lives too. For there are times when our view is also misdirected. It is especially tempting for all of us here at the seminary to think that we can say with the Pharisees, God, I thank you that I am not like other men. But whenever we turn to our accomplishments, or think that just because we're here at the seminary that we're saved, then our view is completely misdirected. For salvation doesn't depend on who you are or how good a job you've done. If it did, you would be sure you never did enough. One other example of misdirected zeal becomes evident when the devil tempts us to proclaim and to believe that somehow we can accept or invite Jesus Christ into our hearts. You just can't do it. It may give you some kind of security or make you feel better because you participated in your salvation. Nevertheless, if we stress this in our teaching or in our evangelism program, we're only trying to establish our own righteousness. Our zeal is completely misdirected when we motivate ourselves and other people by the law. In fact, we will completely miss the righteousness that God has for us. How then do we become righteous before God? Paul answers this question in the text by saying that the righteousness of God is connected to the word that he is proclaiming. So we look nowhere else for the answer, for in the word, the gospel message of Jesus Christ suffering and dying for our sins is proclaimed. The Holy Spirit works through that gospel message to create and sustain faith in our hearts in our Lord's victory. We are then assured of forgiveness of sin, life, and salvation for Christ's sake. But Christ never stopped being zealous for us. In Philippians it says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And again in Romans, Paul says, but God demonstrates his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. Christ did not just sit back and do nothing. Instead, he stepped into our place, fulfilled the law, and took all of our misdirected zeal to the cross. He paid the price for our misdirected zeal so that we could have his victory. And this is the victory that Paul wrote to the words he proclaimed. For our zeal can only be straight on course if it is rooted and grounded in the Word of God, in Christ, death and resurrection for us. The Holy Spirit empowers us through that Word and through the sacrament to overcome our misdirected zeal. And as we work to strengthen our faith through the Word and the sacrament, our zeal will cling to Christ for our salvation. Indeed, the only way to overcome the temptation of trying to place yourself above others or to make you feel like you've done something for your salvation is to be firmly established in the Word of God, where the gospel message is proclaimed that Christ has indeed suffered and died for us. Furthermore, Paul brings out one other aspect in this text. He says that if you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, you will confess him to other people. That good news of Christ paying the price for our misdirected zeal will motivate us to live a life dedicated to God. Our proclamation will point others to the Word of God, the source, which tells us that our righteousness is from Christ and not from the law. He is the only one who can give us that direction. I'm reminded here of a man who walked into a pastor's office one day desiring to join the church. The man said, "Pastor, I'd like to join the church, but don't expect me to do very much. I come when I want, give very little, and by all means, I won't come to any of those meetings." The pastor quickly responded, "Sir, I'm afraid you're at the wrong place, but I know just where you should be. It's just down the street, two blocks, on the right side, and through the gate." And so the man thanked the pastor and left. He went out and got into his car, went down two blocks, and went through the gates on the right side, and found himself in a cemetery. So it is for people who have a misdirected zeal. When we direct anyone away from Christ, or ourselves directed away from Christ, we are only headed for eternal damnation. But thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord, who has crucified our misdirected zeal and assured us of his victory through word and sacrament. Of course, there will be times when we fail because our old man is still with us. But the Holy Spirit will renew our new man through word and sacrament and focus our zeal on Christ instead of ourselves. May we always be firmly rooted and grounded in the Word of God and the proclamation of Jesus Christ as our Redeemer, as we continue to believe in our hearts and confess with our lips that Jesus is our only Lord.